This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Quest Medical Doctor, Dr. Norman Shealy, is with us. And Stuart has called in, and he is a USA Prepares instructor. He's a retired driver of a tractor trailer. And he received the first and second Pfizer vaccine for COVID, the coronavirus. And he's telling us the story about how he ended up in the hospital, and he was diagnosed with adult acute bronchitis. And the next day he was received a call saying that he did have the coronavirus. Stuart, please continue.
So anyways, about all they told me was, you know, to stay home for 15 days. And that if I got worse, to call, you know. But the thing is the number that Cox South gives you for their COVID department is one of those voicemail deals, you know. And then the Wright County Health Department, a lady from the Wright County Health Department, called me a couple of days later. One, you know, because I've got a Niangua rural route address, but I live in Wright County. Niangua's in Webster County, to see if I lived in Wright County or Webster County. I told her I did live in Wright County, so she basically said, you know, well, if you get worse, you know, you need to go to the hospital. And she'd call every couple of days, you know, check on me. But I started getting better, but I'm just absolutely fatigued all the time. You know, if I go outside for an hour and try and do anything, I've got to come in and, you know, take some ibuprofen and take a nap. It's just absolutely exhausting. And I cannot find out what COVID I was diagnosed with. You know, I mean, I think that's important information, you know, whether I had the Delta variant or the South African variant or the, I don't know what the other variant is, but there's three of them evidently. And I'd like to know because I got the shots. I did everything I was supposed to do. You know, I stayed away from people. I stayed here on the farm primarily. You know, I didn't really go out or have contact with that many people.
Stuart, may I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Did anyone tell you to take vitamin D3?
I've been taking it.
How much are you taking?
I take two pills a day.
You don't have any units?
Well, let me look at the bottle. MCG, 1,000 IUs, so that would be 2,000 IUs a day.
And how much do you weigh?
204 pounds.
Then you need a minimum of 7,000 units a day.
Okay.
Are you taking vitamin C?
I think I get plenty of vitamin C.
Well, a minimum of 2,000 milligrams a day.
Yeah, I don't take, I take that old folks vitamin. What do they
say? And that's not enough.
Silver?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Never enough.
Yeah.
That's a waste of money.
And then, I think, and I take my pills in the morning with apple juice, so I think it's got vitamin C added to it or something.
Yeah, but you need a minimum of 2,000 milligrams.
Okay.
And you need a minimum of 25 milligrams of B-complex a day.
What?
You'll never recover unless you get these three basics.
Mm-hmm. Well, I take that super vitamin B-complex.
That one sounds as though it might be okay, but be sure you get 2,000 units of C and 7,000 units of D3.
Well, one of the problems that I have with all this stuff is I wear trifocals, but evidently I need to go and get a new pair of glasses because I'm having trouble reading stuff. And, you know, smaller print.
Yeah, it's very common with any kind of infection like that to lose some of your vision. You just need stronger reading glasses.
Stuart, here's what I do. I take a Sharpie marker, and I write on the cap how many per day I should take. So for Dr. Shealy's Essentials, I write the number, you know, the maximum number per day. And so on that cap, Dr. Shealy told me that the maximum I should take would be 4 per day. So I have max / day equals 4 written on the cap. Then beta-glucan, which Dr. Shealy recommended for me, I wrote 1XD, meaning 1 times per day. Okay? And then for the ashwagandha root, I wrote 1 or 2 times a day. Okay? So I wrote in, you know, real big letters because I wear reading glasses as well, and I would be unable to determine this micro print on the side of the bottle, you know, what they are. So I have a shorthand method, and that's the way I do it. Now, Stuart, I know for a fact that if you would like to up your vitamin C, as Dr. Shealy recommended, to 2,000 milligrams per day, and if you would like to have the best multivitamin on the planet, according to my way of thinking, you can have both of those delivered to your gate probably 15 minutes after this broadcast is over. And I'll be delighted to do that.
No,
would that be okay with you?
What was the vitamin D thing? What was that, the minimum a day or whatever?
Well, Dr. the minimum day is 7,000 units.
7,000 units.
I mean, I take 150, I take 50,000 once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think someone your size, you need at least, that's what you really need.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that would be 7 of what you have right now. Now, they do have higher number of units per gelatin capsule. For example, there's vitamin D3 that's available with 5,000 international units per gelatin capsule. That'd be, you know, you would take 50,000 or 10 of those once a week if you took those, right? And Dr. Shealy,
you get the 50,000 units and take one a week.
Yeah, and that's what Dr. Shealy does. He has 50,000 unit capsules, and he takes one per week.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Dr. Shealy, what about astaxanthine for
Stuart? Of course. I mean, there are all kinds of additional things. For him, again, 30 milligrams of astaxanthine. That's the best form of vitamin A.
Mm-hmm. Stuart, are you going to be home? Are you going to be home after the broadcast? Let's say 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere today.
Okay. Would you like me to put a bag over your, over your fence, and you can just pick it up?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. All right, and I will write.
Let
I will
me know
write with
how
a
much
Sharpie.
It costs.
It doesn't cost anything, Stuart. You're a friend of ours.
I just, you know.
Aren't you a friend of ours?
Yeah, well.
That's what I thought.
You know, yeah.
That's what I thought. So, I'm delighted to do it, and so would the rest of the family. So, you know, what we do, Stuart, in class, is we keep extra on hand so that we don't run out. So I'm just going to go into the supply, and I'm going to grab a bottle of Youth Formula. I'm going to grab a bottle of Dr. Shealy's Essentials. I'm going to write with a Sharpie marker on the top how many you should take per day, okay, according to Dr. Shealy's recommendation, and just do it. Keep them on the counter. Now, Dr. Shealy, what should I write on the Youth Formula, which is your vitamin C plus MSM, 1,000 milligrams each?
Well,
what should I write?
If it's Youth Formula, he needs four a day.
Okay, four. I'm sorry, four a day. So it's okay. So you take four a day. Do you want to take two? You know, one 4 times a day, or two twice a day, or how do you want to do it?
It doesn't matter. You know, just so you get four in a day.
Okay. And how about your Dr. Shealy's Essentials?
Well, in his case, again, I would take him. In his case, I would take four.
Four a day. Okay. Okay, Stuart, so you can take them, you can take the Youth Formula, one 4 times a day, or you can take it all at once. You can take the Dr. Shealy's Essentials, you can take, do you want him to spread that out, Dr. Shealy? Or
doesn't matter, as far as I know.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to write that on the cap, so you'll know exactly what to do, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I do, Stuart.
All right.
And it works.
Then I'll have the bottles where I can, you know, if I ever go back to a pharmacy, where I can go on and pick it up.
Now, I don't have extra D3, Stuart, so you can, do you have someone that can?
That's the one that I've got. I just bought a full bottle of that stuff.
Okay, so but according to Dr. Shealy, yours are 1,000 units per gelatin capsule. You need to take
seven of them a day. Right?
Seven a day. Now, it sounds incorrect, but it's not. Dr. Shealy's been saying the same thing for as long as I've known him.
Mm-hmm.
7,000 units a day. So if you think about it, 7,000 units a day times 7 days is 49,000.
Yeah.
That is roughly 50,000 units once a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, Stuart, do you have any other comments about what this was like? Because I know that when I called you to check on you, you were having a really tough time. I mean, this sounded to me like you were in serious, serious trouble for about a month. Is that right?
For 2 weeks. You know, I started getting better about the 12th of June, which was a Saturday. I think that was about the first time I went out of the house to try and do anything. And I went to the hospital on the 7th. Then I started getting a little bit better.
Yeah, and I remember in the early days of those 2 weeks that there wasn't much change in your voice on the phone.
No, I was sick, you know, I mean, and I couldn't get anybody to, you know, everybody said, well, just stay home. And basically, I guess the treatment is stay home where you don't infect anybody else. And
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813. 1-800-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it up, God.
Take my.
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Scheele is with us, and if you'd like to call his office and schedule telecommunications visit, telephone visit, or an in-person visit, that number is 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's Dr. Scheele's number. That's not the number to call in to this broadcast class. That is the number for his office, 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to go to his website and buy the supplements the way I do, you can do that as well. And you go to normscheele.com, normscheely.com. Stuart, so you're going to get on this regimen that we discussed today. And Dr. Scheele, how long will it be before he starts to see dramatic results, the kind like I have seen?
Well, it's hard to tell with what he's had, but I think a minimum of a month to 6 weeks. I mean, the ideal, of course, would have been a couple of IVs to vitamin C.
Okay.
So if he wanted to do that,
would he be able... Yeah.
Sorry?
Stuart, what Dr. Scheele's talking about is called a Myers cocktail, and I've had many of them in his office. And it is the way I understand it, it's a jump start to the immune system. And when I got my first one, I thought I was 20 years younger. I mean, bang, it was that fast. And you can't find it on YouTube because they've thrown us off YouTube. But otherwise, I'd say go to YouTube and you'll hear me talk about it with Dr. Scheele, my results, you know, my reaction to it. But, Stuart, this is an intravenous infusion of vitamin C, massive, massive, not, it's like 50 grams of vitamin C or more with some other vitamins and mineral supplements. And it's impressive what it does. And it brought me back from really being really, really, really sick to restoring, you know, the beginnings of the restoration of my immune system. So, Dr. Shuley, is that something that you'd recommend for Stuart?
Unequivocally. It just jumpstarts the immune system.
And what is the cost, if you can share that with us, Dr. Shuley, for, you know, the one that you'd recommend for
Stuart? I'm never absolutely certain because these things have changed so much during the Stupidemic, but I believe that 75 grams is $175.
Okay. And how long would it take for the slow drip of that 75 grams of vitamin C?
3 hours.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And the good thing, Stuart, is you'll be right close to the restroom because you'll be in there a lot.
Yeah.
This makes, I would just get done peeing. Yeah, I would just get done peeing, and I'd, you know, be leaving the restroom, and I go, no, I got to go back. It was like that for hours. So yeah. It's kind of like you'll really have to go a lot and often, early and often, I guess. It's like voting, right? But it is impressive, what Dr. Shuley does.
So
you might want to consider that, Stuart. Not, I can... Stuart was asking, does it flush your kidneys, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, yes.
And does it remove toxins from the body as well?
Absolutely, yeah. It's very detoxifying.
So it's quite the experience, and you will be running, Stuart, you'll be, if what happened to me happens to you, you'll be running around 20 years younger for several days. And, you know, it doesn't last forever. It's not the fountain of youth one-time fix, but it really jump-started my immune system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was grinning from ear to ear. I couldn't believe it.
And then just, you take and the pills along with that. That kind of keeps
yeah.
built up, your immune system built up.
Isn't that right, Dr. Shuley?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Stuart, I would not recommend that you go through this or have Dr. Shuley go through it if I didn't think it was beneficial. It's quite impressive. And I have a feeling you'll be grinning from ear to ear as soon as you zip up the zipper for the last time.
I don't know about you, Ben.
And,
it's a long way home from Springfield.
yeah, so bring a jar with you.
Okay. All righty.
What were you saying, Dr. Shuley?
Yeah, it makes me urinate for 24 hours, really.
Yeah, it really will. So, you know, you won't be able to stray far from home if you have one. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States attacked militants in the Middle East Sunday. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The United States carried out airstrikes Sunday evening near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were ordered by President Biden in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. It's the second time in his 5 months in office that Biden has ordered an attack on targets in Syria, the last coming in February in response to a rocket attack on American forces. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the latest round of airstrikes.
Iran's Ayatollah regime has refused to provide the images of its nuclear sites to the International Atomic Energy Agency. On Sunday, Iranian officials announced the monitoring agreement has expired. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oregon has announced they will be offering all illegal immigrants in their state free Medicaid on the dime of the American taxpayers. Albanian-born, now U.S. citizen and attorney Peter Lamage on Fox News says every American should be outraged.
This is an insult to every American citizen to begin with. It's an insult to everyone who came to the United States legally. Well, what the Democrat Party is doing right now, they are promoting chaos, lawlessness, and rewarding people who come to the United States illegally. As a matter of fact, they are enticing them to come over here. Oregon is not the only state that is providing benefits to illegals that are greater than the benefits that are provided to American citizens. And there are some cities, actually, including New York City right now, that they are having discussions as to whether illegals should be allowed to vote in the United States. What is the point of being an American citizen any longer? What is the point of coming to the United States legally any longer? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is an insult to each and every one of us who followed the law to come here, you know, in the proper way. Right now, the Democrat Party is trying to bring as many illegals to the United States as possible. They want to use that as a sort of future votes because they are running out of other voters in the United States. In order for someone to come to the United States legally right now, the sponsor would have to file an affidavit of support, which is a document, is a contract between the individual who is coming to the United States legally and the American citizen to make sure that they don't become public charge. If you and I were to violate the laws of the United States as the after due process, we will get to receive some sort of punishment.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Sheila is with us. Stuart, I just checked with Mrs. Finelli and our son, and they are going to be dropping off a bag and hanging it on your gate with instructions written on the cap after the broadcast. So just look and, you know, look out your window, and if you see the bag hanging there, then just go get it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Our pleasure, Stuart. And Stuart, can you do this? Can you just tell our class what the last couple of weeks your experience with COVID was like? What was it like for you?
Well, I mean, number one, I was so sick the first week that you know, I don't really remember a whole lot of it, and I blacked out several times. Just couldn't function, basically, you know. And I still had chores to do around here, which I managed to do. But
why didn't you let me know? Seriously.
I just try and take care of my own business, and when I can't, I guess I'll regroup and come up with plan B.
All right. So when you blacked out, you told me that you blacked out in your truck at your gate.
Yeah.
You found yourself waking up at your gate, right? In your truck.
Right.
Were you coming back from the hospital?
I was coming back from the VA clinic. That was before I even got to the hospital. You know, that was like, let me see, that would have been June 3rd.
Okay, so were you inside your gate or outside your gate? Were you in the road?
Outside my gate, I would say. The truck, you know, was parked there in front of the gate with the, you know, but there was room for cars to go by.
I opened the door
and turned around sideways in the seat to get out to go open the gate where I could drive in. And I passed out in the seat, I guess, or blacked out in the seat. Because the next thing I knew, somebody honked the horn at me, and I've got a pretty good idea who it was, but if they hadn't honked the horn, I don't know how long I'd have been there, you know.
And then the second time you blacked out was where?
The day before, I went and got blood work done at the lab, you know, lab work done on my blood, and. Which would have been June 2nd, I guess. Yeah, June 2nd.
Okay.
And that time I made it in the gate and into my barn and woke up sitting in the seat of my truck. I hadn't even opened the door. Just had my head laying on the steering wheel. Was sitting in it.
And Dr. Then, Shealy, what would cause a blackout?
Well, it's either a spasm of the blood vessels or lack of oxygen. It could be either or both.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
well, anyhow, I had it happen several times in the house. You know, I'd just be sitting, you know, doing something and just, I don't know, nod off or whatever. I don't know.
Stuart,
pretty scary because I've never had anything like that happen before, you know.
Stuart, how would you describe your health before a month ago?
Was pretty good, I thought. You know, I don't have any heart problems.
I thought you were doing pretty well too. I mean, you delivered 30,000 pounds of gravel to our house in a huge dump truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no problem with that, right?
Dump truck part time, yeah. Whenever he needs rock.
And that's not an easy thing, class. I mean, it's a huge truck. This is as big of a dump truck as you've ever seen, you know, on the road. And, you know, you look like you're doing fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought I was, you know. And I had my annual physical deal with the VA set up for with the doctor for June 3rd and the blood work on June 2nd. But I was starting to get sick, and when I saw the doctor on June 3rd, he how they put that stethoscope on your back and you breathe deep, you know, and I couldn't breathe deep without coughing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I was congested, but I just thought it was allergies. I didn't know why.
Dr. Shealy, do you have any other recommendations for Stuart based on what he's told us?
No, I think he's got a good system to have recovered this well, actually, you know.
Okay.
Well, I did say my measuring stick for everything is whether or not I can unload 50-pound sacks of feed out of the back of my pickup, carry them up in the barn and dump them into the feed bin. And while I was sick, my boy came down got me to eat and brought me groceries from Walmart, did one of them automatic deals. But I don't know what day it was. I think it was the first time I went out was the 17th. So it was probably the 17th I went to MFA and bought 300 pounds of feed, which is 6 sacks, and I was able to tote them into the barn and dump them. But after I did that, I was done for the day, you know.
Well, yeah. Most people could do it once.
Stuart, so this allergy that you have, where you know you're allergic to asking for help, you got to get over that allergy. Okay?
I'm just uncomfortable asking people.
Yeah, well, you know, we're just down the road. It's not like it's. I can even take a vehicle that's unlicensed, unregistered, you know, and drive illegally down the road to come to you that close. Which is probably what...
Yeah, it's about a mile between our gates.
Yeah, yeah, just like just one farm between us and you and us, or one and a half. So, yeah. Okay, so let me know if I can be of any assistance. Do you have any other questions for Dr. Shealy?
Well, other than, you know, I don't really know what to do because nobody's told me what to do. So I'll definitely get on this regimen of vitamins and stuff because, you know, I mean, I can't go on like this. The one question I did have was I was a big coffee drinker, and I haven't had any coffee since I started getting sick on the 3rd. I didn't make a pot of coffee on the 3rd of June. So I haven't had any coffee, and I used to drink 5-6 cups of coffee in the morning, you know.
Well, I don't object to 2 cups of coffee a day. I mean, more than 2 cups of coffee is a strain on the brain and the heart.
Hmm.
But 2 cups, you could start off with a cup or two a day now.
Because mm-hmm. I've just always been a big coffee drinker, you know. And I didn't know if maybe I was tired because I wasn't getting the caffeine to give me kind of a kick in the butt.
It could be part of that, but I would not go back to 5 cups. That's excessive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Stuart, we'll drop those supplements off to your gate, and I'll tell you what, I'll call you just before Mrs. Finelli leaves and heads your way, okay? So
okay.
You won't have to look until I call you,
yeah.
If that's all right with you.
But
Stuart, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Dr. Shealy. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Blessings.
One last question. One last question, Stuart, while you're here, for Dr. Shealy. Should he be on probiotics, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, well, everybody should, you know,
okay.
in most of the time. So some plain yogurt, Greek yogurt's best, or some plain kefir would mm-hmm. be good, a cup a day.
Yeah, okay. I like Greek yogurt, other than now it tastes pretty nasty.
Well, it's
evidently everything tastes off, you know, but some things are affected more than others, I guess, by whatever it is that happens to you when you get COVID. So,
okay. So, Stuart, there's going to be some probiotics in this little bag as well, okay?
Okay. All righty.
So,
I appreciate it, guys.
Our pleasure. Thank you for calling in and sharing what happened to you. And Dr. Shealy, thank you for recommending the protocol to recover quickly. Stuart, thanks so much. I will see you later on today.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. So that was a tough row he had to hoe, Dr. Shealy. I checked on him sometimes every day, sometimes every other day, and I was really, really concerned. And gosh, he just would not accept help. You know, we're going to fix that. You know, when I see him.
Is that their friend like you?
Well, and it's nice to have a friend like you, Dr. Shealy, and it's nice to have a friend like Stuart. You know, people who aren't looking for something, you know, doing things without saying, without having a notebook and a scorecard. It's nice to have friends who don't keep score. Dr. Shuley, I had the pleasure and the displeasure last Friday of introducing our newest instructor. And this gal is a mother of some twins, identical twins. Her name is Lindley, and she's in California. And Lindley was talking about something called critical race theory. Now, normally I do not want to do politics. There's plenty of broadcasts that, that talk about politics and their opinions, and I don't like doing that because there's nothing we can do to fix it. But I believed when I talked to her on the phone the day prior to the broadcast that there was something very, very serious going on. And I agreed to do this class with her and bring her on as an instructor. And there was something very, very serious. So she was talking about critical race theory and how people are saying that, if you don't know that you're a racist, well, then you are a racist. I mean, really weird things like that. And so she talked about her daughters in high school, these identical twin daughters, and they were born deaf. And what happened is one of these identical twin daughters decided 3 years ago that she, biologically, really is a he. And the school was certainly willing to help her daughter transition from being a female to a male mentally. And there was a consulting service, and it's called Consulting Support Services for Youth, CASSY. And these parasites have somehow become entrenched in the school district, and they helped this young girl transition to becoming, in her mind, a boy. And it has caused problems beyond belief in this family. And so we are now witnessing this across the United States. And I wanted to ask you your thoughts on helping children become confused and thinking there's something.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows, Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Dr. Shealy, to explain this a little bit further, Lindley is the mother of these two identical twins and girls, and they're in high school, and 3 years ago, one of them decided that she is a he mentally and is really confused, and the family, the in-laws, the outlaws of Lindley, the mother, the grandparents, everybody's saying this is wonderful. This is great. You know, she thinks she biologically thinks she's a he, and this is wonderful, and we all support her and in this journey, and this is just a great thing. Mom, who is Lindley, is distraught. Mom is outnumbered, outgunned by the school system, who is telling her that her daughter has a right to be whatever sex her daughter wants to be at that moment. And there is a consulting group called CASSY, C-A-S-S-Y, which stands for Consulting and Support Services for Youth. And they have on their website, you can look it up, C-A-S-S-Y. And here is a testimonial. Quote, thank you for providing me a place where I can express my feelings without being judged. There is no other place I feel safe to do that. End quote, from a Saratoga, California high school student. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about the school system endorsing, supporting, and encouraging children to be confused?
Well, only slightly crazy. Actually, if they only would refer her to a past life therapist, 99% of the time, she would be okay. This crazy transgender thing is curable with past life therapy, and they're much happier when they don't have to go through that nonsense. But other than that,
Dr. Shealy, is that... She's in California, and we're, you know, a couple thousand miles away. Is that something that could be done via telecommunications with you?
No, I will only do them in person. It's too serious a psychological thing to do it when I'm not in the room with the person.
Okay.
But California's filled with people who've been trained by Morris Nevatin. So I would strongly refer to find a past life therapist trained by Morris Nevatin.
Okay, and is that available by an email address or a website?
Well, I don't know. Morris, unfortunately, is dead, so it would have to be someone trained by him.
Okay. I will pass the word on to Lindley.
But I could read an article by Morris on this whole thing. You give me her email address. I'm happy to send her an article that we published in Morris's.
I'll be delighted to do that. And mom is really distraught, and it's causing a rift in the family because, you know, one daughter thinks it's okay for the other daughter to be confused. And literally, Dr. Shuey, I believe that this kind of encouragement by the school system is causing the family bloodline to be destroyed, literally destroying the bloodline.
Another mistake of government. Most governments are mistakes. That's the way I look at it.
The Cassie
I've never
website.
Been happy with government in my entire life.
Yeah, I agree. You know, there was a state high-ranking state government ex-person who, you know, was at the highest level of state government, and he threatened to expose me as someone who wanted to violently overthrow the government, someone who believed in UFOs and aliens. And I said, go ahead. He wanted to, you know, call a press conference out on me. And I said, you know, some of that's true, the part about UFOs and aliens. But I'm not interested in overthrowing the government. I would like to have a Jeffersonian-type government, you know, small, one that doesn't employ Cassie counselors to help our students become more confused. And here's one from a parent of a Redwood Middle School student, a parent of a Redwood Middle School student. Quote, my child's Cassie counselor was patient, truly caring, and understood our child's needs. End quote. Here's one. My Cassie counselor is the best counselor I've ever had. She is one of the sweetest people I have in my life, and I enjoy spending time with her. That's from a Redwood Middle School student. So the students love these counselors. The parents who are paying attention don't like these counselors. And what's happening is these students are being counseled without the permission, knowledge, and approval of the parents. And class, these students are minors. These students are minors. And when our child wanted to go to the public training camp and the school said, we're going to do drug testing, I said, oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not going to do drug testing without me being present because he is a minor and you are not allowed by law to do that. You have no authority. And you know what? They back down. So, class, Lindley's going to be with us this week. I'm not going to tell you which day for her own safety, but she will be here this week. She's going to share more of this government training camp cesspool. Dr. Shuey, thank you so much for your advice and counsel in helping my dear friend Stuart and the rest of the class with the protocol for recovering from the China virus.
Always
any last comments, Dr. Shuey?
Thank
you. Thank you so much, Dr. Shuey.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.